Today is November 7th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. SpaceX plans to perform the next Starship test flight as soon as mid-November. U.S. Space Command has added five companies to its commercial intelligence sharing initiative. Link Global, the company developing a satellite constellation for direct-to-device services, has hired a former Intelsat executive as its new CEO. And Virgin Galactic is proposing to raise $300 million to accelerate the expansion of its suborbital spaceplane fleet.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that SpaceX plans to perform the next Starship test flight as soon as mid-November. The company announced Wednesday that the sixth integrated test flight of Starship Super Heavy is scheduled for the afternoon of November 18th from the Starbase launch site at Boca Chica, Texas. The upcoming flight will feature incremental changes from the previous flight in October, including doing an in-flight relight of a Raptor engine on Starship and testing changes to the vehicle's thermal protection system. The afternoon launch, rather than a morning liftoff of previous flights, will enable a splashdown in the Indian Ocean during daylight hours. SpaceX also plans to catch the Super Heavy booster back at the launch tower on this flight. U.S. Space Command has added five companies to its Commercial Intelligence Sharing Initiative. The Commercial Integration Cell, CIC, established in 2015, will now include Earth Observation Company Black Sky, space intelligence contractor Kratos, space tracking firm Leo Labs, radar satellite operator ICEI, and satellite communications provider Telesat, Space Command announced Wednesday. Radio frequency satellite data provider Hawkeye 360 and space tracking specialist Exoanalytic Solutions are also expected to join in the coming weeks. The CIC helps coordinate responses to space threats and satellite anomalies, ensuring that military and private sector partners are aware of threats as they unfold. Link Global, the company developing a satellite constellation for direct-to-device services, has hired a former Intelsat executive as its new CEO. Link announced Thursday that Ramu Paturazu had joined the company as CEO, succeeding Dan Dooley, who will return to his earlier post as chief commercial officer. Paturazu held various positions at Intelsat between 1991 and 2006, including president and chief operating officer, and was most recently CEO of media management software company EditShare. Link also hired Stephen Fay as chief financial officer as the company prepares to go public through a SPAC merger with SLAM Corp. Link said the appointments coincide with new capital investments from shareholders, but declined to disclose details. Virgin Galactic is proposing to raise $300 million to accelerate the expansion of its suborbital spaceplane fleet. The company, which says it has enough cash on hand to complete development of its Delta-class vehicles and produce the first two, said in an earnings call Wednesday that the $300 million would allow it to more quickly build a second pair of space planes as well as a second mothership aircraft that takes the space planes aloft. Virgin says raising the growth capital would allow those additional vehicles to enter service in 2028, at least 2 years earlier than if the company relied on cash from operations of the first two vehicles to finance the new ones. The company said it still expects to begin commercial service with the first Delta-class space plane using the existing VMS Eve aircraft in 2026. In other news, Space.com reports that SpaceX went 0-for-2 in Falcon 9 launches of Starlink satellites late Wednesday. The company called off one Falcon 9 launch from Florida Wednesday evening because of poor weather conditions, rescheduling it for Thursday afternoon. SpaceX later postponed a Falcon 9 launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base that had been scheduled for late Wednesday night pushing it back to late Friday. SpaceX did not disclose the reason for the two-day delay. NASA says it still expects to get a recommendation on a new plan for its Mars Sample Return MSR program by the end of the year, despite a change in the committee reviewing various concepts. NASA established the MSR Strategy Review Team in mid-October, led by former NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, to review a dozen industry and NASA studies on alternatives and recommend a go-forward architecture. At a meeting of a Mars Exploration Committee Wednesday, though, NASA said that Bridenstine was no longer on the committee, which is now chaired by planetary scientist Maria Zuber. NASA said that Bridenstine had informed the agency that he was unable to devote the time needed to serve on the committee. NASA still expects that review team to make a recommendation in December to NASA leadership on a new MSR architecture. Reuters reports that SpaceX has asked suppliers who manufacture components in Taiwan to move that work off the island. Companies that provide components, principally for Starlink terminals and related products, said SpaceX had asked them to move that production outside of Taiwan, with one company relocating the work to Vietnam. One company said it was told to move manufacturing, mostly due to geopolitical considerations, but did not elaborate, and SpaceX also declined to comment. The Allentown Morning Call reports that the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Subcommittee that funds NASA has lost his bid for another term. Representative Matt Cartwright, Democrat, Pennsylvania, formally conceded Wednesday after losing a close race to political newcomer Rob Bresnahan Jr. to represent a district in northeastern Pennsylvania. Cartwright had been the ranking member of the Commerce, Justice, and Science Subcommittee of the House Appropriations Committee, which funds NASA, NOAA, and NSF, among other agencies.